track 8. And now we come to letters to the editor. There are actually 3 letters in the paper this week. Unfortunately, 2 of them are again from Mike Baldwin and Jeremy Hall. And they are both about politics and global issues. And we have therefore decided not to read them. There is one letter which will be read by Lorna.
Very impressed with Dawlish, but... This is from Edward Lyon from Sandown, Isle of Wight. I'm very impressed with the care Dawlish gives to its black swans and the amazing way the Victorian Council got the railway company to meet the bill for coastal protection of their seaside properties. I'm not so impressed, though, by the appalling lack of care for the safety of bus passengers with the roadworks on the front by the river. The blind, deaf, wheelchair users, those using Zimmer frames, tourists, and local families with babies in prams and toddlers in pushchairs, etc., are now forced to proceed uphill on a narrow pavement beside a really busy road for several hundred yards to catch the buses. This could very easily prove deadly for some. Yet the companies involved in the work have provided no provision of minibuses or taxis, etc., to transport bus passengers to a safe bus stop. Why on earth not? Are they so lacking in care for public safety? Why hasn't the present council and the bus company insisted on safety provisions for bus passengers? Surely, any company not run by a bunch of cowboys would automatically provide safe transport alternatives. Their name would be absolute mud if, heaven forbid, anyone, especially a disabled person, a child, or a tourist was killed owing to their total lack of care and compassion.